Your Locked On NHL, your daily podcast on the National Hockey League. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of Locked On NHL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. From Locked On Avalanche, I am Chris Maselli, and from Locked On Lightning, joining me here for every Thursday edition is Mr. Adam Denker. Adam, how's it been going this week for you, my friend?
It's been going well. Taking some time off before the
preparing
NHL season.
Yes.
Taking time off from my, what I like to call my Clark Kent job, where this job is my Superman job. So just getting ready for training camps. Had some great guests on recently, and it's weird how we feel like the off season went by, feel like it was going by slow, but at the same time, here we are in mid-September with training camps right around the corner.
Yeah. I always say, like, once August is gone, the rest of the year just flies by. Like September 1st hits, and then it's Christmas.
Yeah.
Seriously, I feel like the last few months of the year just are done. So, I love September because it flies by, and then we got hockey season. So, and for today, we got a lot to talk about today. I can't guarantee we'll get to everything, but the plan is to talk about the TNT broadcast team, one guy in particular that made that list, which seems to be rubbing some people the wrong way, in Paul Bissonnette. And we will also be talking about, if we can get to it, the NWHL rebranding to the PHF and why that is rubbing some people the wrong way. And there have been so far two coaches, they're both assistants, one in the NHL and one in the AHL, who have been removed from their duties because they refused to get the COVID vaccine. And if we get that far, we're not here to, like, you know, reprimand people or anything like that. It's just newsworthy, so we'll bring it up. But we definitely have to start with the TNT announcement with their we knew, you know, guys like Gretzky were going to be there, Anson Carter were going to be there, Kenny Albert, good friend of Denker, Kenny Albert is going to be there, Eddie Olczyk was going to be there. But they gave everybody who, you know, in studio guys, their game announcers, analysts, contributors, everything. And I didn't even notice it when the first one came out because I felt like I had already known everybody that was going to be there. And I didn't see Paul Bissonnette's name on there. And you kind of pointed it out to me. And this is clearly rubbing people the wrong way. And I get it. I completely understand it. So, if you don't know who he is, like he still does commentary for the Arizona Coyotes. Does he not? He didn't leave that job, I don't believe.
Did he leave it
to go full time for
no, he's still there.
Okay.
He does like color. Yeah, he does like color. I don't know if he's more so kind of like a between the glass kind of guy, but no, he definitely still works with the Arizona Coyotes broadcast team. And then, of course, a lot of people know him for spitting chiclets. And I get why people are upset, but to be honest, and we'll get in more into this, if you've watched the Arizona Coyotes game and you've seen him on the broadcast, he does a very good job. Like it's not like we're just hiring someone off the street who's never done broadcasting before. But you could also see on the other side, like, why TNT did this. They clearly didn't do it for his broadcasting skills. They did it for his popularity with spitting chiclets and to kind of get more of the younger viewership and the people that listen to Spit and Chicklets tune into the show, to the broadcast. So I get that, and I understand why people are upset. But at the same time, I we see this all the time with other networks as well. So this is really nothing new either.
You know, you're right about that. And I think because it's so new to the NHL, people are like, you know, why are they doing this? I think it's a risk. And like you say, like the way that he is on his Arizona Coyotes broadcasts, I've read about that. I don't tune into Arizona Coyotes broadcasts, so I don't know how he is when he is, you know, doing commentary for that. I do know how he is on Spitting Chicklets. And for me, that's not how I want to get my hockey news. I don't listen to, and that's the odd thing here is because it seems like you have two guys, you have the same person being two personalities. And okay, if he knows how to tone it down and tone down the rhetoric when you know, he knows eyes are on him on television in homes when families are watching, and he knows how to change his tone and dynamic, that's good. But you're going to have people who don't know him that are going to be watching him on TNT and broadcast, and you know he's going to be throwing spit and chicklets out all the time, and then go turn around and listen to him and hear how he is on a podcast and be totally turned off. So for that aspect, it's kind of like a questionable thing why they would do this, because in that aspect, it's a questionable thing. But what you're saying is true. They're feeling like everybody should already know who he is because he has the number one hockey podcast on the planet. So it's not like we're bringing in someone that nobody knows. And we'll take that risk of the people who don't know him. We feel like the people who do know him far outweigh the people that don't know him. And we'll take that risk. This is, you know, this is the second move the NHL has done. Who's that TikTok dude, the Josh Richardson or Robertson or something like that. I don't know who the hell he is, but he's another guy that they brought in to do whatever. And it's a young, and he has some connection to Barstool as well. I'm not saying the NHL and Barstool are trying to like make this connection here, but this is twice now that they've dipped into the Barstool pool to try to get that demographic. I get it, but it's a risk. That's a big risk.
I also look at it this way, Chris, is I feel like in a way people are overreacting, and I'm going to say why. Because when I tune in to a game on TNT, I'm going to be tuning in for Liam McHugh, Brennan Burke, Kenny Albert, Eddie Olczyk. And when you're looking at the studio guys, I'm tuning in to two people in particular other than Liam McHugh. That's Wayne Gretzky and Anson Carter. Rick Tocchet is just there as kind of like a plus one for me. And quite frankly, I don't think Bissonnette's going to be as involved as maybe a lot of people will think he is, just because of his work with the Arizona Coyotes and everything that he does with Barstool as well. So, you know, the guy's busy. It's not like he's going to be on every single NHL broadcast for the season. And yeah, and I think a lot of other people are looking at this the same way I do, hopefully, is that you're going to tune in for Wayne Gretzky and Anson Carter, and Rick Tocchet is just going to be known, unfortunately, right now, as that guy that used to coach the Coyotes. And then Paul Bissonnette is just going to be there sparingly. Because, listen, how many people really do watch the in-studio stuff? More times people, when they watch an NHL game or any sporting event, they'll watch the game. Game goes to intermission or halftime, and then you switch the channel into something else. You know, that's really just how it is, you know, and I think people are making a bigger deal about this than what it really is. But you know, we'll have to see how big of a role he does play once the season starts in a couple of weeks.
That's a good question. How much will he actually be involved? What version of him are you going to get? Do they want him to be the shock value guy and come up with these, you know, crazy sound bites and scenarios and stuff? Like, is that what they want from him? So, you know, so people then go listen to him on his podcast. I don't know, like if he has to find that balance, because that's good to have that. It is good to have that. But what, you know, some of the things that he said and what Barstool is known for, is not what you want to bring into
right.
The home. And I don't right. think he's, I would hope he's smart enough to not do stuff like that.
Well, I would have to imagine that TNT, when they signed him on, I think there was a conversation that was had. And, right. and if, like I said, I've seen him when he's been on the Coyotes broadcast, very professional, you know, handles himself pretty well. I would imagine in their first year, with the NHL broadcast with TNT, I would imagine there's going to be a little bit of letting go of the reins. And then, you know, I'm sure there's going to be some controversies here and there. I'm not going to say he's going to drop constant F-bombs, but I think, listen, you have kind of Anson Carter, who is a very good personality. I mean, we were all familiar with his work, especially that of those who've watched NHL Network. He's also does stuff for the Rangers. So, any, you know, you and I who are in New York are so much familiar. Wayne Gretzky, everybody knows he's very vanilla, very laid back and quiet.
So yes, maybe you're right.
Maybe Bissonnette was brought in kind of counterbalance that personality as well.
Right. Well, here, let's hear from a couple of our sponsors and continue this conversation on the other end of it. So betonline.ag. And as always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. We have week one in the books. And if you missed any of that, don't worry, week two is here tonight. Who's playing the Thursday game? I don't know.
This week, my New York Giants and the Washington
football team. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Your New York Giants, who lost to my Denver Broncos last week. So that was always good. Just stay silent. Just stay silent. With the new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, betonline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up, and you will receive a 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use the promo code NFL100 from football, basketball, boxing, obviously hockey, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts, and the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports. Also brought to you by DirecTV Stream. And we want to tell you about a simple way to get all of the entertainment that you love without the hassle. It's DirecTV Stream. It brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So stop waiting. Get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. Once again, that website is DirecTV.com to learn more about DirecTV Stream. All right. So the thing that, you know, for me, I just, you know, I'd be in the ballpark of give the guy a chance on television, see what he can, and he's been on television, you know, I mean, on the TNT yeah. side of things. His podcast, like I said, not my cup of tea. That's not where I'm going to listen to hockey talk. I'm more of a news guy. Give me news. I don't like the shock type of, you know, value yeah. radio. And when you use that term, the person that you always think of is Howard Stern. Right. Mm. Like the shock jock back in the 90s. If you listen to Howard Stern today, totally different guy, completely yeah. not what he was, you know, but he's also 65 years old. All right. So there's so many places to go for entertainment and sports talk. I am of the mind of, rather than drag this person to the ground and all the reasons why I don't like them and don't listen to them, I just change the channel. I mean, that's my yeah. that mindset. So, but like guys like Howard Stern throughout their career, like look what he did when he crossed over and started, was one of the judges on America's Got Talent, really appealed to a whole new demographic of people who always hated him.
Yeah.
And he showed a different side of him that if you didn't really know him and really listen to him every day, day in and day out, you know what he was doing on the radio was an act.
Yeah.
And the real Howard Stern kind of came out. I don't yeah. know like that deep enough about him to really kind of make the distinction, but I do know what he does on Spit and Chicklets. Not where I'm going to go. So I'll change the channel. I'll watch it on TV and I can watch it. If he says something stupid, I can brush it off. I don't get offended by stuff
exactly
all that much. But people will if he goes down that road. And that's going to be what people are going to watch, without a doubt.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's always like that where, you know, what something that necessarily entertains me doesn't really entertain you.
Right.
You know, that's just how it is. And, you know, but you're right. We have, thankfully, we have that power. Where, and that's what people need to understand instead of getting very upset about this, is that if he says something you don't like or you just don't want to do it, wait till the game starts. Once the intermissions start up, change the channel. Like, you know, a lot of cable packages and streaming packages now, you have tons of other things you could watch in the meantime. So it's, you know, this isn't the old days when your parents and my parents were growing up, or you know, there was four channels on, you know, we're not back into a corner now. And I think a lot of this backlash against this whole, you know, Paul Bissonnette thing happens to be with the whole Deadspin article that was written about it. And I feel like that really added a lot of fuel to the flames. And a lot of that has to do with Deadspin and Barstool clashing for many years now. And I think that really just kind of got people mad for the sake of getting people mad. Because once people saw Paul Bissonnette and Barstool in the same sentence, that's when people chose to get upset instead of, oh, Paul Bissonnette. You know, this isn't like the TNT bringing Mike Milbury, who somehow managed to piss off millions of hockey fans with just some of the ridiculous and ludicrous things that he said
on Paul Bissonnette's show, by the way. Like, that's where he said that stuff.
Yeah. Well, that was also Jeremy Roenick, too. That was the other thing.
Or was it Roenick? Yeah.
It was Roenick, but Mike Milbury dug himself a hole on national television all by himself.
That's right. Yeah, okay.
Because, you know, he chose to attack Pete Character for the way they play a game other than their actual talent. Where Jeremy Roenick, if you listen to that interview, and obviously it's a little off topic, I listened to it. He gets a little carried away. You understand what he's trying to say. He just worded it wrong. And that's just the kind of business that we're in. And unfortunately, it cost him his career. But yeah, I think that don't mark the guy guilty until he opens up his mouth. And I think that's like what we need to do as a hockey community, because the hockey community is very close, tight-knit, and I think that people need to understand that in order to build and grow the game, you're going to need to have some people that you might not necessarily agree with help with that process.
Yeah, and I think some people will, to kind of like rebut that, will just say, well, he has opened his mouth, and I've heard him. I've heard what he said. Okay, but he's done multiple things. You've heard him on one platform on the podcast.
Yeah,
which I'm in your camp, you know, people's camp of like, don't like really what he says in that. By all accounts, what he's saying on the Arizona Coyotes broadcast is a completely different person.
Yeah.
So we have this like two-sided person. Okay, like, and for the NHL, I think this is kind of what they want. They haven't had like the talk about what is the NHL doing. Like, they're hiring. TNT hired, but it's, you know, it's a reflection of the NHL.
Right.
There's some, you know, they're mixing it up. And the NHL, I hate to say, they need stuff like that. They need people talking about them. It's almost like the whole, like, you know, any press is good press mantra.
Yeah.
And for the NHL, they need to start this contract with ESPN and TNT off on, you know, running. And if it's going to rub some people the wrong way in the process, I think the NHL is like, well, all they care about in the end is viewers and who's watching. And I will always go back to this line, and I bring back Howard Stern in the movie Private Parts when they say, you know, the average listener listens to Howard Stern for, I think it's like an hour and a half, because they want to hear what he's going to say next. And the average Stern hater listens for 2 hours and a half for that same exact reason.
Yeah.
So we can say that we hate these people and what the heck are we doing, but we all tune in because we want to see, we either tune in because we love the shock value, or we tune in because we want to see someone say something really stupid and hope they get dragged through the mud for it.
That's exactly why I used to watch NBC all the time when I knew Milbury was on the broadcast.
Right.
All the time. You
knew, yeah. Yeah.
And you said it absolutely perfect when you said any news is good news, because let's face it, in even in the last couple of months, crickets around the NHL. And now this simple personnel hire for a broadcast is causing all sorts of issues, which in the actuality, I mean, there's a lot of other people that, you know, across sports that we could get into, but anyway.
They're in the news. They're in the news.
They're in the news. And guess what? The non-hockey fan is going to tune in and be like, all right, who's this Biznet guy?
Exactly.
And then they're probably going to listen to Spit and Chicklets. And then they're probably going to say, oh, I don't like this guy. Let me see if he could get himself into some hot water. So you're absolutely right. I think that's a great point. I think that this is the best thing that could happen for the game going into a new contract such as this.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be, I mean, excuse me, like I'm going to want to tune in to see if he's, if, you know, puts his foot in his mouth. I'll be tuning in for that. So we shall see. All right. Built Bar. You know it. You love it. Denker, you know, eats them for breakfast, lunch and dinner. He's on the Built Bar diet.
I cut them up and I put them in my cereal.
Yeah. You use a fork and a knife to cut up your Built Bars, I believe. Yep. And they have so many delicious flavors. There's something for everyone. So when you talk to a Built Bar fan, they are passionate about their favorites. And if you don't have a favorite, you can order them and pick between flavors such as coconut and raspberry and mint brownie and orange, cookies and cream, and the list goes on and on. And if you haven't tried them, you can get a mixed box where you get two of each of nine flavors available. And not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they are healthy. Check out the macros. They have 17 to 18 grams of protein. Calories range from 130 to 180. 4 to 5 grams of sugar, 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. All amazing flavors, all tasty and all healthy. And if you go to builtbar.com right now, use the promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off of your order. Once again, that promo code is LOCKED15 for 15% off at builtbar.com. All right. And just wanted to mention the story about the NWHL, the Women's Hockey League, completely rebranding, switching over to the PHF. I always want to say L at the end just because that's, you know, you always think it's league. But they are the Professional Hockey Federation now. And I think a lot of people were a little bit surprised, number one, that they rebranded at all and that the rebrand removed the term or the word women in the league. So it seems to be rubbing some people the wrong way, but you and I both listened to the commissioner and I don't have her name in front of me. I'm
her
sorry,
name is Tyler Tominia. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right.
And she was on the 31 Thoughts podcast. And even I was like, yeah, why would you do that? That, you know, that's, you know, to have women in the league, that's, you know, kind of like an empowering thing for them. But she had some really, really good points as to why. And it's for the same reasons I was thinking, leave it in. I'm thinking, leave it in because, you know, that's an empowering thing for women to know that it's a women's league. And she said, no, like we to kind of move the dial forward and empower women even more, we want to be on an even playing field. And we don't want people to look at that and think like women's hockey league just because women's in the title. We want people to look at the league name and know that there's women in the title. And she's got a point about like not, it's just because there's not a women in the title of the league doesn't mean they're not going to do anything to promote the fact that it's a women's league. But, you know, she's like, you look at all these other sports, NHL, MLB, NFL, you just assume that, you know, you know because of the history that there's men involved in that. Yeah. They want to build a history of when you say PHF, you know, it's a women's league and you don't need to have women in the title for people to understand that. She made some pretty good points, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think one of the points that really stood out to me, and we'll talk about the other ones, but the thing that really stood out to me when they started asking her questions about this is that when you talk about the leagues that you just mentioned, the NHL, the NBA, the MLB, the NFL, they never, and in their history, they've never had to specify that this was a league for men. You've never at once ever heard them put the word men or whatever. You just know. And I think that's what she's trying to do. And that was a great point. And kind of part of that also had to do with what she said was that there's a number of players in the league that don't identify as women.
Right.
And that I thought that was very progressive. I that was something that necessarily didn't really pop into my head when I was thinking about that decision. When it was announced, I was surprised because there was no warning or any announcement prior, but I like the name. It's interesting, especially with Federation. And she stated that had a lot to do with bringing in European players. Federation, with some of the leagues, we know that, overseas, that's a big deal to European players. Mm-hmm. It adds a little bit more prestige on the name. And I think it seems like they thought long and hard about this. They conversed with other women's leagues, the WNBA. So this wasn't something that they just thought of in the middle of the night. This was something that they carefully thought out about. They conversed with marketing firms. They spoke with other women's leagues about it. And I think this is a very trailblazing moment. I think that the other women's leagues eventually are going to follow suit and do the same thing. So I get why people are upset, but I also feel like, and this kind of goes back to our conversation earlier about the Paul Biz and that thing, is I feel like people are too quick to be upset about this, and they're just upset about it for the sake of being upset about something.
And because we're used to women's league having women in the title.
Yes.
And like you're saying, this could be like a trailblazing moment where the reason why they're doing it is to look at us as a league. That, you know, yeah, our women run our league, but that doesn't mean we have to put women in the title.
Right.
And they had mentioned in that interview, and I didn't know this, about Baylor, University of Baylor.
Yeah.
Whenever there's the female team playing for a university, it's always the lady, whatever, the lady, the one that I always think is just odd is the Lady Vols, the Tennessee Lady Vols. And I like as they removed that. The Baylor Bears are the Baylor Bears for the men's team and the women's team. They are no longer the Lady Bears. And subconsciously, I assume when I heard that, I'm like, that's a really good. They still play for the same university. Why is there two names for the same university? So they're removing that, and they're like, no, you are gonna look at them as Baylor Bears. You know what I mean? And I like that. I think that's forward thinking. And I think that's where they were kind of going in the same route of naming their entire league, as look at us as a league and don't just stigmatize us, you know, because we have women in our title. She changed me. She changed my thought process. Cause in the beginning I was like, I want to hear what she's got to say. Why would you remove women from your league title, which is an empowering thing to women. And her reasoning was legit. So I kind of got to give her credit for changing my mind.
Yeah. And I think it for people like us, especially who I follow the PHF, the now PHF very from a distance, but this for someone like me, who is still very new, who's still learning certain things about the league, for me, who's a newbie to this, this generates excitement for me. This makes me want to tune in and say, okay, what is she going to do next? Because if she's doing this for these reasons, what else is she going to do whether it's the marketing, whether it's the uniforms? Because I'll admit, I mean, and we've spoke about this, I think, on past episodes. They have the women's league. Well, the PHF, it's going to take a little while before we get used to, you know, saying that consistently. But they have some of the best uniforms that I have seen. Toronto easy. Six yeah. is like their jerseys are insane. So
I'm a Riveters fan. I love the Riveters. Those are great.
But they even the names that they're very good. They're very like catchy and flashy. The uniforms, the league name now is very flashy. You get them a TV deal, and you're talking about now you're playing with fire. Now you're cooking with fire. Excuse me. So I think this is great. I think for someone like me who's just follows hockey, who loves hockey, as long as it's entertaining and it's plays, you know, it's good quality hockey. And we've seen the women play in the Olympics, so we know what kind of level these women play at. So that's nothing new. But now you get to tune into their league. I think this is great. I think this is generating news, good and bad. Obviously, there's people that disagree with this, but at the same time, like sure. I said, with any news is good news. So I think this is an exciting time for this league. And I personally think if they hadn't continued to head in the right direction, I think this is a moment we're going to look back on to say this is where it changed everything.
Yeah, it definitely could be one of those moments for sure. So, all right. That's going to wrap it up for today. We'll give it another week and we'll see if any other coaches get fired for not taking a vaccine. And then we'll just talk about that next week. So, yeah. But yeah, that's probably an ongoing story for the weeks and months to come. So we shall see. But that's going to wrap it up for us in the Thursday edition of Locked On NHL. He is Adam Denker from Locked On Lightning. Where can they find you and your show?
You could give me a follow on Twitter at DankyDank, DenkyDNKYD8NK. You can follow the show at LO_Lightning on Twitter. Give us follows on Instagram at Locked_Lightning. Since this is getting dropped on Thursday, I could tell you that if you haven't checked it out today or haven't seen, we had a very special guest on today's show that is newly signed Lightning forward and NHL veteran, Corey Perry, on the show. What a fantastic interview. Coolest guy in the world. So check out that interview. Can't wait to have him back on later on in the season. So yeah. And then they could find you, Chris, and your show at
they can follow the Locked On Avalanche show, LOPN_Avalanche on Twitter and Locked On Avalanche on Instagram, or we have a YouTube channel. Locked On Avalanche. So, and by the way, Corey Perry is now cool because he no longer plays for the Dallas Stars.
He's not a fan.
When he's an opponent of yours, which he still is, obviously, but he's not in the division anymore. So I hate him a little bit less now.
Yeah, go definitely check out that part where I awkwardly ask him how he feels about losing to the Lightning 2 years in a row. So definitely check about that.
You asked him that?
I asked him that.
I pulled no punches. You are a Paul Bissonnette in training, my friend.
I don't play around on Locked On Lightning. No nonsense show.
All right, everybody, that's going to wrap it up. We'll see you guys next week.
Peace. Have a good one.